When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. So today, I want to talk about, first of all, my little update, mini update that I give every podcast episode. Like, retrograde is officially over. And I don't know about you guys, but like, I feel it. To be honest, I feel like I've been feeling better since, like, honestly, maybe the 12th. Or so, like last week, I started feeling a little bit better. And then gradually, I feel like I've been feeling better and better and better. Honestly, especially since like Friday, I've been feeling incredible. I feel like my sleeping pattern is getting back on track also, which was a huge like thing for me. I was not able to sleep for no reason at all. And retrograde ended on the 17th. So I am so glad. I do not miss it literally at all. There was a lot of tech issues that people were having. And it was just, it really just taught me that you have to be very gentle with yourself and you have to, you know, celebrate yourself even those in those accomplishments, because I believe I hit 200K on, the first, actually, I hit 200K. So that was like right in the beginning of the month, which was amazing. And then I don't know what happened where I just started to feel like, okay, like what is going on with how I feel? I don't know. I'm sure I'm not alone in feeling this, but this led me to today's topic and talking about celebrating yourself. This is something that I really, really struggled with. And I've learned that, you know, one, a bad day is not a bad life. That, you know, a bad moment is just that. It's a bad moment. And you are in control of your feelings more than you realize, and that you have the ability to switch your feelings and start over again. And I even talked about this a little bit in my previous podcast where I was saying, listen, if you wake up and maybe it's not at the exact time that you want, because let's be honest, as I'm recording this, the day started a little bit different than I anticipated. But then I realized and I said to myself, okay, the day started later than I wanted it to, but that does not mean that, okay, well, I guess the whole day is going to be bad now. And even that little like decision and that positive self-talk and that perspective shift that I had with myself, I realized that is a moment of growth for me. And you're going to have moments like that too. You just can't give up. You have to continue to be resilient in the things that you desire and the things that you want, because that's what's going to, you know, enable you to show up as, you know, your higher self, as people say. And again, like I'm just always surrounding myself around positive self-talk, and I understand the gravity of feelings and what it is that I'm thinking, how I'm talking to myself and things like that. And having this perspective really, really has changed me, because I realized, one, I celebrated 200,000 subscribers, and this is a huge accomplishment. And I know that my younger self, especially my high school self, would be so proud to know, like, hey, it's going to work out for you. You know, when I was 23 and it was just such a difficult year for me, it's like, oh my gosh, if only you knew that, like, a couple more years, like, everything you want is going to start aligning for you. We get so lost in the next that we don't realize that there really is beauty in the journey. And I never used to understand that, but now I do. I think what it means is that when you are certain that something is going to happen for you, the journey is peaceful. It's like pleasurable because you know the outcome, right? And I always refer back to this simple example. When you go to a restaurant and you put an order out, you're not going to continue to check with the waiter because you know that your food is coming. So think about that in terms of your life. It's already done. You're just figuring out how, you know, what you did to get there. You already have it. You're just figuring out how you got it. And I actually wrote these things down too. I have like a little wellness wall, I call it. And I wrote these things down on there to remind myself every day that it's already done. You're just figuring how you got it. And if it's a bad, you know, moment, okay, or maybe sometimes there may be a bad day, okay, it's not, you know, impossible. Tomorrow's a new day. What are you thinking about? How can you just shift your feelings right now? Make yourself feel better right now. What is it that I need that I can give to myself right now? You know, and sometimes, you know, in these self-awareness moments, okay, it's difficult because let's say you have something that you really want to get done and then maybe your interactions with people are just not the best because you have so much going on in your mind and in your head. Naturally, it just makes you not really want to be as interactive with others because you have so much going on in your own life and it makes you kind of, you know, maybe not the most pleasurable person to be around. And we have to take, you know, responsibility and accountability for that too. You know, and when things are going not the way that we may always anticipate it for ourselves, that is not, you know, a good idea to project those, you know, irritated feelings or things like that onto others because it has nothing to do with them. And same goes for people that may put you in that position. If they're just being mean to you or whatever the case is, it has a lot to do with what's going on with themselves. So that is just something to think about. Now, as it pertains to celebrating yourself and your self-worth, right? This is huge, okay? I realize that every little thing, you know, counts for me. How I, you know, sometimes we wait for that, you know, special occasion to wear that body spray, to wear that perfume. And I said to myself, what am I waiting for? Like, why am I always living in anticipation of like this grand event? And then I will do this. And then I'm going to, no. I'm going to live every single day like it's my best day. Yeah, because that's the life that I envision for myself. That's the life that, you know, I know that my higher self would be living. So why am I not trying to align myself with that reality right now, right? To give love, right? No, to receive love, you have to give love. What are you giving? That's what you're going to get in return. Whatever it is that you're giving, you're going to get in return. I'm being so serious. So I said to myself, if I'm not going to celebrate me, then how do I expect other people to celebrate me as well? I'm telling you, this was a huge thing for me, even up until recently where I was like, I don't really want to celebrate my birthday. Like, I didn't really see the value in celebrating birthdays because to me, it was just like not that important because it was just like a day that you're born. I didn't really understand. But I shifted my perspective because I have such amazing friends that are like, no, we're going to celebrate you. And I also realized that, you know what? You're right. This is the day that somebody was born or that I was born. And that is something to celebrate because at the time, what I think disappointed me was, I'm not where I want to be yet. So like, my birthday is just a reminder of another year that I turned another age that I'm not where I want to be yet. And then you don't realize that you spend so much time being negative and thinking about the disappointment that you're not where you want to be, that you actually don't end up getting any closer because being on that negative frequency is just going to attract more of that negativity or sadness and gloom and doom to you. Yeah, that's what we don't realize. It's only going to attract more of that same frequency back to ourselves. And that's why I realized, like, I want to, you know, feel more love. I need to give even more love. To me, love is something that it has always been a theme in my life. Like, I just believe in everything that I do, I'm going to do it with love, and everything that I do, I'm going to do it with compassion. And it started with myself. It started with forgiving myself for things. You know, I used to be that type of person too, where it was so easy for me to forgive everybody else. I'm like, oh, that's okay. I'll give them a million chances. But for myself, I'm like, oh, I feel so disappointed, so sad. Oh, I'm so silly. I'm so stupid. All these things, this internal dialogue I was having with myself. And think about it. When has someone ever said something so negative to you that it's made you turn around and say, oh yeah, that makes me want to like do good. Like that makes me feel so good. I want to turn around and like do something good from that. It doesn't happen. Now, again, that's not to be mistaken with tough love, okay? It's different. Tough love is different from someone actually being negative or your internal dialogue. You know, only you know the difference between maybe not trying your best versus trying your best. And what you say to yourself is going to be the difference of how to push yourself out of those, you know, low moments or those moments of sadness. So if you know you're not doing your best, instead of saying like, you're lazy, you know, you could be doing better, you can say, listen, I may not be as motivated right now. That's okay. There's so much more days to live, so much more life to live. I'm going to get it together. Nobody that strives to get their life together eventually doesn't. Like, I don't believe that to be true. You know, when I dated this guy once and he told me there's no such thing as someone that is ambitious as you are, that works this hard in their 20s, that's not going to make it in their 30s. It's not a thing. So I've always believed that with such conviction. Like, it's not a thing. It's not possible for me to work this hard and have this drive and for it to just not go anywhere. It's not possible. And you have to tell yourself that same thing. How are you celebrating yourself? I know, you know, I don't know if it's trending or everyone's talking about like romanticizing your life and things like that. And I've even recorded a video on that that will be coming out soon as well. And it's so true. Like, when I started romanticizing my life, when I started like creating a routine for myself, when I go to sleep and creating a morning routine for myself, hey, there are days where I will have like an amazing month. I'll have an amazing 2 weeks. And then there'll just be like a week or even again, another month where I'm just like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? I can't seem to like get back on schedule here, but I always do. Mm-hmm, yeah, I always do. It doesn't matter what time I realize. It doesn't matter. If I plan it, I could replan it again. It doesn't matter. It's not going to end just because it didn't go exactly the way that I planned. As long as I feel like I'm getting something done, or maybe the important things I'm getting done, then that is really all that I'm focused on. And I realize that celebrating yourself does have a lot to do with your self-worth, you know? And I think it's so important because for me, I think that that was my issue as well. I was just struggling with, you know, celebrating myself because truthfully, I don't think a part of me felt worthy of that celebration. And it's so weird because, I mean, I've always considered myself to be a confident person. And it was just something weird for me to accept because it's kind of the same like weird dichotomy of being super ambitious, but then being a perfectionist, and then being a perfectionist also makes you a procrastinator. And it's that same dichotomy. And it's like, I know that I truly do want to kind of be celebrated, but I can't really get to, you know, myself to do that for me. And it's when I turned that around and I said, you know what, I'm going to wear this, you know, lotion, you know, when I'm going out. It doesn't matter if I'm meeting somebody or not. I'm going to go and sit, you know, maybe at a restaurant bar by myself. So, I mean, I've always kind of done that, but just for argument's sake. I'm going to go do that and maybe work on my laptop somewhere. Like, I'm going to have these experiences for myself. I want to have a good day by myself, a good time by myself, a good life by myself. Being on this frequency of doing these things for yourself that really you know that you want someone else to do for you is going to attract more people like that to you. Okay. Like, if you want to receive that type of treatment, hello, we have to start treating ourselves like that. You're so worthy of the things that you want. You're absolutely worthy of them. Everything that you want is going to happen for you. And I think we just have to remember that as long as you're striving to keep going forward and you don't give up, it's going to happen for you. I know that there may be times where we may feel like, oh my God, I'm just so far from where I want to go. And then thinking like that makes you think more negative feelings. Angels, think about what you really want.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The more self-aware you become, you realize that there is so much power in your words. Like, I'm telling you, I really did not truly understand this. There is so much power in your words, what you say about others, how you view yourself, so much power in that. And you really start to think before you say certain things because you realize that there is like the gravity behind the things that you say. Thoughts absolutely become things. You tell yourself, there's no good guys out there. Oh my God, it's so hard to find a job. Okay, but life is not that easy. Okay, well then that's exactly what's going to happen. Life is not going to get any easier for you. You know what I mean? Like, and it's hard when you're going through something to shift your mind to this mindset, because all you're thinking about is, okay, I need a solution for right now. Like, yeah, that's great, positivity and all, but like, this is not making me feel any better. But in that moment where you may feel powerless and maybe there is nothing you can do in that circumstance, the only power you actually do possess is how you're thinking, is shifting your perspective. Think about it. If you truly have zero control over whatever that current circumstance is, what is the only power that you possess? Your mind. Your mind is the only power that, if you truly felt helpless, that you have, you know, that you possess, that you can shift. That little thing that you might be maybe overlooking. Oh my God, I feel so helpless. I feel all this. And that's not going to make you feel any, you know, worthy. That's not going to make you want to celebrate yourself. That's not going to make you, you know, want to do better. That's not going to make you have a positive view on, you know, on life. That's not going to change your circumstances. You know what I mean? People want to argue and say, oh, being positive is not going to make circumstances better. Okay. All right. Well, being negative also isn't going to make it any better either. So you can choose how you want this to go. Being positive, maybe it won't change the circumstance, but it will make you feel better. And at least that's better than just sitting in, you know, negativity and staying in that type of frequency. In addition to that, as it pertains to celebrating yourself, you have to realize charity really does start at home. What you want
from other people, there's like a disconnect, right? Where people go through a phase where they're, where you will realize, and myself included, that the things that you want out of other people, you're not even willing to give to yourself. And you're wondering what, like, there's no sort of like realization or threshold of how to go about feeling fulfilled because you are not fulfilling yourself. Okay. Now, yes, we are human beings. We are pack animals. We need community. We need others, but we should not rely on others alone to be our sole source of happiness. That is when we find ourselves getting into, you know, bad situations and situations where we're relying on, you know, that external validation from someone to like be up and uplift us and be that source for us when it's not on them. It is on us, because when those moments come where we are all human beings, we disappoint one another here and there, whether it's intentional or not, you don't want to be subject to, okay, they're on a low, I'm on a low. Like, you need to be able to regulate your own emotions and get yourself out of those, you know, tough times and those difficult times. And I realized that for myself, being that I am my own rescue. And this all corresponded with me realizing my own self-worth. I am worthy of having these experiences. I am worthy of giving the love that I want from someone else to myself. You are worthy of giving the love that you want, okay, to yourself. And I promise you, it's going to follow you back. You have to believe that. Okay. And even as it pertains to your self-worth, right? Because we all hide this in different ways. It could be hidden in perfectionism. It could be hidden in not wanting to celebrate anything for yourself. It could be hidden in choosing people that don't see our self-worth, whether we realize it or not. We accept the love that we think we deserve. So if you find yourself in a dynamic and you're like, why am I dealing with this? Believe it or not, a huge part of you really is accepting the love that you honestly feel you deserve. Okay, yes, he does all these horrible things, but I mean, I do think I deserve it because I'm still here. And if you're okay with hearing that out loud and you're okay with that dialogue, okay, well, then you have to sit with that. But if you're not okay with that, then there's some work that needs to be done. Okay, self-worth is rooted in so many different things. We can go on and on and on about it. But I know for me also, and for many of you as well, a lot of that is rooted in that perfectionism. And then that perfectionism is rooted in that procrastination. And the next thing you know, it's like a constant battle of like wanting things to be so precise, never attaining that, like, you know, precision, and then being upset because of the procrastination that we took to even reach a level that honestly was subpar to us. And then it's like this vicious cycle. And I realized, I said to myself, like, okay, enough. I'm going to just show up and I'm going to do the best that I can. And I'm going to be proud of myself for doing it. What can I do today that is better than I, you know, did yesterday? That's all I need to focus on, having a better day than I did yesterday. And that doesn't mean it had to be a bad day for you to have a better day. It's just you're incrementally, you know, only, you know, you're your own bar. You're saying, hey, yesterday was a super productive day. I had such a good day. Ooh, I wonder what extra thing I could do tomorrow. Or how can I even replicate this, you know, great day that I had, you know, the other day? That's how it goes. And that's how you stay in like the flow, you stay in control. And then things, you know, times will test you. Like, this retrograde really tested me. Okay. And I felt like, oh my God, so out of control of, you know, my sleeping patterns and just like, I felt like I worked so hard to have this structure and to like wake up at this time and to like journal for X amount of time. And instead I'm waking up and I'm going on my phone, and next thing you know, it's 2 hours later and I'm like repeating this process. And it's like, darn it, everything I worked so hard for months and months of consistency just goes down the drain in like 2 weeks. And it's like, it feels like you're starting all over again, to get yourself back into that structure and that alignment all over again. Trust me, I get it. I realized also that that's just it. Yeah, that is just the process. It's like you're going to have ups and downs. It's not, success is not linear. So why would I expect every single day to be exactly like the rest? Like that is not, that's not rational. And that's not life. Life is about, hey, you have a couple good days, you have good times. How do you deal, you know, with life when situations don't turn out maybe the way that you want it to? Okay. When we're constantly setting up our lives where we're just waiting for the the perfect circumstance, waiting to do this so that we can do that, you're never going to get there, really. Okay. Because you're not enjoying the right now. You're not present right now. And living in a state of anxiety or even depression is going to not, it's not going to get you anywhere. It's going to leave you stuck and feeling very stagnant. How are you going to celebrate your self-worth? How are you going to do it? What can you do? This means being gentle with yourself. You're still worthy, even if you have a bad moment, even if you have a bad hour, even if you have a bad day, you're still worthy. You were in a relationship, it didn't turn out the way that you wanted, you were still worthy, okay? You may not do as good in a class that you anticipated, you are still worthy. You have a goal, you want to lose weight, you fell off track, you are still worthy. It's not the end all be all. You're going to get it together. You will. You're high achieving. You're always striving to be your best self. All you have to do is not give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't do it. Okay? Even when we may feel, hey, we take a rest, but we don't quit. We just rest. We pause. We don't quit ever. That's that resilience. And that is the grit that we need. Because I know we see posts on like Instagram and it's like grind, hustle, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And sometimes I do feel like that. And I'm like, screw it. I'll sleep when I'm dead. And then other times I'm just like, I can't get myself to just move. And I've learned to be okay with that. That's one of the biggest things that I feel like I'm proud of myself with. I've learned to be okay with that. And that's what this week has taught me in this retrograde, these past couple of weeks. It's like, so what? I'm still going to get it done. It doesn't matter to me. This is about being flexible, because when you're too rigid with anything, okay, you're not going to, be a happy person. Okay, because life can be very unpredictable. Things happen. And people that are super rigid, okay, there's a difference between being structured and rigid. I like structure. I don't like rigidness, nor would I want to be someone that is rigid. Okay, you have to be flexible about how you go about things, but the goal still remains the same. And I realize a lot of this is rooted in how I feel about myself, my worth. I know it's not related, but it absolutely is. If you know that someone was maybe not showing up as their best self, or you want better for them, you're not going to be like, oh, okay, well, you're not doing good. All right, well, I'm never going to speak to you again. You're going to be like, no, you can do so much better. Like, don't give up on yourself. Don't do that, because you see the value and the worthiness in that individual. So why are we not able to do that for ourselves? Food for thought. I was thinking about that. And that's when it really just changed my routine. Yeah, it changed my perspective, where I was like, you know what? I'm going to give myself that downtime. I overslept. Obviously, I need it. Now, I understand some of us may not have that ability to sleep in. This is circumstantial. But if, maybe you had plans to go out on a day you were off, and maybe you instead decided to just sleep, you overslept your alarm, that's okay. You're going to reroute, okay? If you want to, eat whatever food or whatever, I have a rule. I do not eat with negative feelings. I do not ever eat something and then complain in regret after. I do not roll like that. If I know I want to eat something, I'm going to eat it. So what? You know, because let's be honest, we all know of a friend maybe that, you know, maybe even in high school, especially when we're all like trying to figure out our bodies and things like that, where it's like they eat something and then they spend like the entire day complaining about it. And now everywhere you go, it's like it feels like their own internal issues are like becoming yours. And it's so annoying. And then you're always having to like coax them or talk them off of a ledge. Like, oh my God, no. Oh my God, no, it's fine. Like, okay, you could just like work out tomorrow. Like, you'll be fine. Like, it's just, it gets exhausting very quickly. You don't want to have to do that with anybody. Okay. If you're going to eat something, hey, if that's what you wanted, then do it. Because it's all connected. So if you're going to be someone that's constantly vacillating between doing something you wanted and then quickly regretting it right after because the outcome was not what you wanted and you kind of knew that you shouldn't have been doing it anyway, that's going to bleed into every other dynamic in your life. Well, maybe, you know, it can translate into a relationship. You knew you shouldn't have gave that guy your number, but you did anyway. And now you're like so upset at, you know, yourself and the circumstances because he was exactly what you initially thought, but you still did it anyway. And now you feel like now you're just a victim of your own circumstances and your own decisions. It's all connected. This has to do with your self-worth, okay? How do you feel about yourself? If you know that you are worthy and you feel that and you know your value, you are really simply not going to engage in certain types of things, okay? You're going to simply romanticize your life, okay? You're going to celebrate your accomplishments without others. I tell myself I love myself every day. I hug myself. Yes. Hello. I hug myself. I love you. You're beautiful. These little things I say to myself and it feels good because, yeah, it's like what I said in like my How to Date Yourself video. It's like, I'm treating myself literally how I want someone to treat me. I am so proud. Yes, I finally feel like I have a grasp on what self-worth really is. I feel like I'm showing up for my career in the way that I want, and it's translating and transcending into so many other areas in my life. It's beautiful. And I take the time out. I always go the extra mile with everything that I do because at this point, it's so, you know, habit to me that I'm just like, it feels weird to just not, you know, clean that dish after I, you know, just ate or put my shoe away, you know, in my room. Or, hey, maybe there will be times where you're super tired. Like yesterday, I came home and I was super busy. I came home just to get all my winter stuff out of one of my sheds because, you know, I was clearing out my closet for all the summer stuff because it's officially freezing in New York now. And I was in such a rush. I had to just like get whatever shoe I was looking for and leave the bag right where it was. So I said, you know what? Tomorrow, because I came home late, tomorrow I'm going to, you know, clear out that bag, put everything into my closet. Simple. There will be times where you may have time, but you may not feel like doing it. But the reality is you're never going to want to do it any more another time than you are in that moment. So you might as well just get it done. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I always make sure that I just go that extra mile. I always make sure, okay, no matter how tired I'm feeling or lazy I'm feeling, I put my key in the same place all the time. I make sure that I'm prepared. Okay, I know I'm going to go here. What preparations can I make so that I'm not acting on consequence? Okay, I know I have to be here. Let me pre-schedule my video and make sure I bring my laptop with me so that I'm not running late for an upload. Let me do this because I know when I come back home on said day, what if I don't have time to record my podcast maybe the day before? So let me record it 2 days before, 3 days before. What can I do so that things are in advance? For instance, I'm going away. I'm going to St. Thomas, right? On the 22nd, I'm going and I have a busy rest of the month. I am already planning into 2022. And I'm like, you know what? I was so overwhelmed at first at the beginning of this month, because I just had so much to do. Now we're almost at the end of October and I realize, holy moly, I did it. I'm doing it. I got through it. And I'm celebrating myself in spite of clearly all that rest that I was taking these past couple weeks, sleeping in late and not being able to go to sleep. Okay, that's fine. I needed it. The goal is still the same. I'm just being flexible about how I go about it. And I want you guys to do the same thing. Why? Because you're worthy of that. You're worthy of showing up for yourself, okay? And this is another thing. This is small. Say thank you when others compliment you. I used to be that person where someone says, oh my gosh, I love your shoes. And I'd be like, oh my God, really? They're okay. They're not really, like, not being able to just accept a compliment. So now I say, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Like, I've practiced doing that for the longest time. Little things like that. Even getting dressed up for no reason. Doing something that makes you happy. Having moments of mindfulness. Buying yourself flowers. Yeah. Like, that is just having that little piece of life. It just is so feminine and just makes you feel so good. That, oh, I'm just arranging a little, you know, bouquet of flowers, and it just adds beauty and life and a really nice feminine touch to yourself. Doing your makeup, you know, for no reason, and taking pictures of yourself, like little things like that. Remember when we were younger and we would just play dress up? And think about it. We couldn't go to bars, we couldn't drink, we couldn't do anything, but we were young and we had that imagination and we would just go there at like 3-5 years old, or even in high school, you would put so much, like, you know, or middle school, emphasis on like your, you know, appearance and things like that. And maybe at the time it was rooted in something else, but now as an adult, what I'm saying is take that same childlike creativity and turn it into something powerful. I'm going to do my makeup. I'm going to just take pictures. I'm going to, you know, go for a walk, and I'm going to just go to this restaurant and just, you know, sit here and just like talk to the bartender. Like, you never know who you're going to meet, angels. You never know. Maybe you can message one of your friends. Hey, are you free on like Sundays? Maybe we can get together and like just hang out as girls and just get dressed up, and we can go to like hotels in our city and just like explore different restaurants and things like that. What can you do? Okay, these are all things that add value to yourself, that make you feel like, wow, I know I'm worthy of giving myself these experiences. So you're naturally not going to allow another person to step into your life, especially when you worked so hard to get to this mentality and this mindset of where you are right now. You're not going to just let anyone step in and just take over and dictate, you know, and treat you less than how you treat yourself. And this is why it's so important, angels. If there's one thing that I've also learned, is I realized that I need to take breaks, okay? And before I turn into the person that just, I'm going, and I just burn out, it's the worst feeling to burn out. So you know what I do? I'm like, you know what? Instead of letting it get there, I'm going to schedule breaks for myself. A day where I do nothing. My version of having fun, because I have such a busy schedule, is doing nothing. I don't have to be anywhere. I don't need to physically go here to do this and do that. It just depends on my mood. What I find to be fun is having to do nothing. I'm not on my phone usually on the days that I have off. I'm just existing. Floating. That's all I'm doing. I don't have to be anywhere. I have nothing to do. It's a very, very low stimulating day for me. That is one of the ways that I like to celebrate myself. That is one of the ways that I like to take a break. And it's very important, because you can go. And if you know, keep on going, you know, your body's going to choose when it's going to take a break for you. And when it does that, you do not want that. Okay. You're worthy of taking a break. Who says that you have to keep going, or you're lazy, you're this? Says who? Redirect what it is that you're telling yourself, okay? Redirect that self-talk, okay? It's all up to you. It is all in your control. You are worthy. You can do it. Okay. Every single day, you're getting better and better. You're getting closer and closer. You're not going to focus on, you know, being objective all the time. You're going to just get granular. What can I do today? I just want to be here and I want to be now. That to me is practicing worthiness. Okay. So that is the end of this podcast episode, angels. Thank you so much for just hanging out with me, for just talking to me, listening to me on today. I really hope that you guys have enjoyed this. Make sure that you check out tomorrow's video. If you have not checked out yesterday's video, make sure that you're doing that as well. And with that being said, I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode.